After the storms come the scammers for a cleanup on aisle two. Good morning. The Better Business Bureau is warning homeowners hit by the storms to watch out for scam artists. They say several people have complained of falling victim to dishonest contractors in this week's cleanup. They say anyone coming to your door offering their repair services and offering really low prices and quick repairs is often a red flag. They advise resisting high-pressure sales tactics and asking for proof of licensing and bonding. A former science teacher accused of burning a student during a classroom experiment is now facing charges. Officials say the incident happened in early April at the Charles A. Tinley Accelerated School, but no one was notified until May 5th. According to investigators, Asia Moses poured ethyl alcohol on a 14-year-old girl's hand and lit it. The fire is supposed to go out after the alcohol burns off, but the girl's wrist was reportedly injured. 60 people are arrested and two businesses closed after a two-day sweep in high crime areas of Indy. They say several law enforcement agencies took part in the 24-hour operation, which lasted from Monday to Tuesday, targeting 14 square miles on the north and east sides. IMPD says many of the arrests were on traffic, drug, and gun-related charges. 5 years ago today, the world lost the man many still call the greatest entertainer of all time, Michael Jackson. Now, his legacy lives on stronger than ever. However, according to the recently released biography, Michael Jackson Incorporated, The Rise, Fall, and Rebirth of a Billion-Dollar Empire, author Zach Greenberg has calculated that the late King of Pop's estate has earned over $700 million in the 5 years since his untimely passing back in 2009. The book estimates that Michael is making more money today than he did in the prime of his career during the early 80s. The Indiana Fever play host to the Tulsa Shock tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Indiana suffered an 83-77 loss to the Lynx on Sunday, falling to 6-6 on the season. Tulsa comes into tonight's contest at 5-7. Tonight's tip is set for 7 p.m. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a chance for a pop-up storm is now in Wednesday's forecast and a high of 84. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day long at Indy's Inspiration and Praise Station, AM 1310 The Light, and here online at praiseindy.com.